Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A shocking blue bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Cliff Inico is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, attorney at law, small business attorney extraordinaire, contributor to Entrepreneur Magazine, author of the eBay Business Answer book. Oh, by the way, his new book, the crowdfunding book, the crowdfunding handbook. That's his brand new one, folks. You need to make sure you check that out because that's outstanding. Raise money for your small business. Brand spanking new last couple of months. Cliff, I'm sorry I didn't mention that in the last segment because it was covered up by one of your other ones. So, folks, check that out. CliffInico.com. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com.
SucceedingInYourBusiness.com.
All right, so check that out. You just got back from an eBay conference.
Yeah, I just came back. I was out in Vegas last week.
Do people still care about eBay? I mean, I still use eBay, but is the bloom off the rose more than, say, 10 years ago?
Well, you know, I got to tell you something. They've had a rough patch the last few years. Amazon has really been eating their lunch in a lot of big ways.
Yeah.
A lot of people that used to sell on eBay 5-6 years ago are now selling on Amazon. And that's a result of a number of things, but a lot of it really was neglect. I hate to say it. eBay and PayPal used to be owned by the same company years ago.
Right.
Last year they split these two companies up. And they set the eBay company back up on its own, which is the first time it had been like that since 2001. And I'm seeing good things happening there. I think eBay is on the comeback trail. I have to say that. The new CEO, a guy named Devin Wenig, I heard him give a presentation out there. He is very big on reigniting the seller community. Now that they don't have PayPal as a distraction, eBay is now able to focus on its core business. And its core business, I always used to tell people, Amazon is about selling merchandise. That's their business.
Yeah.
That's where they got the warehouses, the fulfillment centers,
right,
and all them. So their job is to move stuff. eBay's job is to empower entrepreneurs. eBay does not.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Selling merchandise.
I'll tell you something else. You get caught up in the Amazon's great. Don't get me wrong. If you sell books like you and I do, it can be great. But it can also be very annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll order one book today.
Right.
And 20 books tomorrow. And you can't put them together.
Yeah.
So basically, shipping one book, there goes your margin.
Yeah, it's true.
But yet they will not let you put the 21 books together.
Right. Yeah, also Amazon competes with you. If you're selling,
that's exactly right.
Honey or something like that.
I have a love-hate relationship with Amazon.
Yeah, and a lot of people do.
eBay, you're right. eBay's more. It's more of an even-handed marketplace, isn't it?
Well, it's a platform. They do not sell their own merchandise.
It is a marketplace. That's how I decided to find it when I reported on it. Many years ago, when it first came out, long before I knew you, I called it a marketplace. In fact, it was kind of the first marketplace in the cloud.
Well, the new name of the company, as you know, is eBay Marketplace. That's what they call it.
I guess I didn't know that.
I
guess they were listening then, right?
Yeah, they are, and they are unlike Amazon, which the third party seller thing for Amazon is a distraction, I think, for that company. eBay's core marketplace is its sellers. If the sellers don't make money, they don't make money. It's as simple as that. And I think they're finally waking up to that. They've gone through a rough patch the last several years. I mean, back around the mid-2000s, eBay kind of went a little overboard. It got a little bit like the Wild West.
Right.
A lot of buyers were leaving the site because they were getting abused by crazy sellers that
didn't
give money back, behaving in a very, unprofessional way. And eBay rightly, I think, cracked down on that, but they came down too hard. Used a shotgun to kill a mosquito, in a way, and a lot of sellers just got very turned off. They were getting their listings taken down, no explanation was being given to them. A lot of people, they just terminated the listings without telling them why. They kicked their sellers in the private parts, quite frankly. And a lot of people got disgruntled. Also, too, at the same time, Amazon came out with this program called FBA, for Fulfillment by Amazon, where basically they take all the fulfillment and headaches away from you. You just ship your stuff there with an SKU and a barcode, and they take it from there. And you just get checks in the mail every week or every month. To the smaller seller, that is very attractive as a way of doing business. These are not people that are looking to become moguls. These are people who just want to make $20,000 to $30,000 a year to supplement.
And if you sell books, if you're a bookseller, Amazon is the best game, online game in the house, I think.
There you go.
But unfortunately,
I'll tell you, I get better deals on books, by the way, on eBay than I do on Amazon because there isn't the recognition. When people look for a book, they go to Amazon. They really should go to eBay.
Right. That's a good point. I never thought about going to eBay for books, but but anyway, so you're in 30 seconds. You just got back from there. You think they're going to be revitalized?
They're making the right noises. It's going to take time, Jim. These people, it's going to take a while to get them back, but they're working very hard to reignite this community and to get people back selling on the site again. I was impressed by what I saw. Now later this fall, they're going to be reducing some of these rules and regulations, and I'll probably be reporting on that when it happens. So I want to see what they do.
They need to do like I tell small business owners to do. It's a big world out there. Don't worry about the people who don't want you. Find the people who want you and focus on them.
That's exactly
We can all make a good living if we do that.
That's right.
eBay, Amazon, Cliff and Jim, all of us.
And I'm very fortunate in that regard because nobody looks like I do.
Yep, you and me both. Quick break, 10 till, right back with Cliff Finico. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com. That's his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.